You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a Girl Scout that comes to the rescue of mass munchers, a thief who can't tell his right from his right, and an internet site outage causes people to go blind.
All that and more on episode 135 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Up in Smoke Cast, what's going on?
That was me, yes. I was in Sudbury, our hometown, the big smokestack city this past weekend.
Well, I was referring to our new legal laws here in Canada, but sure.
Yeah, there's that too. No, I haven't partook yet. No, but again, I've explained this before. As a former cigarette smoker, I can't fill my lungs with smoke. Maybe a brownie or two down the road. Who knows? I'm not going to rule anything out. Again, it's not illegal. But yeah, as far as inhaling or vaping, yeah, no, I smoked cigarettes for 23 years. I have zero desire. I've been smoke-free for 8 years. I don't want to, I'm not going to, oh, it's legal. Well, yeah, so is cigarettes.
Right? I got Ventolin pump and all that. I don't need anything in my lungs that don't belong there. So
you got it.
To me, this whole thing is, for those who don't know, Canada's legalized cannabis, but across the country, yay, second country in the world to do it behind the you're a gay country.
Uruguay?
That's the one.
Okay. And, how'd you know?
Well, it's the next to neighbors, even worse, they're paragays. So,
but
yeah, because we're huge in Uruguay and Paraguay.
We are, yes. Hey, Juan.
We're the second country in the world to do it. But there's a lot of stories about this stuff. We'll talk about that at long when we talk about the stories.
Right.
It's like, it was like the first day, everybody was like, second day, everybody's like, oh, okay.
Well, it's the same thing. That's, I don't know if you remember, what is it, 10 years ago, they legalized being top, females can go around being topless.
Oh, it's like 20 now.
It wasn't that long ago. Yeah. So, and it was like, oh my God, everybody's going to be tits hanging out everywhere. No, you can, if you want, but.
Yeah, my buddy mentioned it last night. He goes, yeah, because I was in Hamilton where it first started. He goes, and I drove by and he's on his bike and there's some girl sitting on the bench without her top. He goes, oh, look, titties. And he just keeps going. He's like, that doesn't affect my life any more than that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so same thing with the pot stuff. Everyone went a little crazy. They almost, I think they sold out.
Of course, places. Everybody jumped on Instagram and cheers to you. You know, I mean, if that's what you're, if you're down with it, right on. I'm glad like you've been repressed long enough. The evidence, scientific evidence is there that yes, alcohol is 1,000 times more dangerous than this stuff. And as long as everybody, again, is being responsible and you're above age, fantastic. Have at it.
Yeah. To me, I don't, like I said, I don't, it's not my thing, but for those that need it for medical conditions, I think that's fantastic.
Yes. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
You know, so the at least those and the oils and on that. But I think that's the other thing I saw that was better was like, okay, forget all the drugs and all that. It's like the market for hemp and all the stuff that we can make with that's far better for us than all this plastic crap.
Well, did you see the hemp they made years ago? They made a hemp fender for a car, and it was almost like those Saturns. You could beat the shit out of it and it wouldn't crack. Like, this stuff is like the miracle product.
But remember, this stuff isn't legal in the U.S. so it would only be a small market that could be able to use this stuff besides like us and but anything that's even hemp, they've got it as like marijuana. It's not the same thing at all.
No, it's not.
It's the male version of plant that doesn't have any quote-unquote drugs in it.
Yes.
It's just a plant, but to them, because it's the same, one's female, one's male, to them it's all the same. So the U.S. is not going to be doing, I know they've legalized it in some states, but it's definitely federal is not a thing. And if you're Canadian, you're listening to this, do not cross the border with anything.
No.
Even if the other state across the border is also legal, crossing federal borders is highly illegal with drugs.
Don't take it on a plane. Like, fuck, you're done.
clean your damn car, vacuum your car before crossing the border if you have to.
Yeah, and also, too, that dog that comes around when he's on a leash, when you're standing in line at airport security, yeah, he's not up there for pets and good boy. He's not looking for treats. Well, he's looking for treats. Your treats is what he's looking for.
Yeah. And then you'll be thrown in jail, and you'll be a treat for someone else.
Yeah, exactly. So, what's going on this week? Hey, quick fantasy update. Are you winning? Yes.
I am dominating.
Yes, because, you're playing my brother, and I was talking to him over the weekend, and he's like, yeah, both his quarterbacks and a ton of his receivers are on bye weeks. He's like, yeah, this is the week.
Kickers.
This is the week he knew he was losing. So,
yes, and it's perfect for you. That it lined up with me, yeah.
Yes, it's perfect for you, of course. I need a decent night tonight. Yeah, it's Monday.
Look, your opponent has no players left, I think, and then you have four guys left, and you just got to make up 12 points.
Yeah, it's sure possible. Very possible. Tonight. Yeah. So I need
you to take this tonight.
Yes, right? I know. You just
it'll bump you up to third, keep you in third or whatever, but it'll bump up the second place guy. It'll put him down a loss.
Yes, and
a couple games away from
the first place guy. My other brother is on way to losing, so you will have sole possession of first place in the entire league.
So far, if everything works out well, I will be the top player in the league for the first time ever in 12 years we've been doing this.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, it's for a week. For a week. So,
I'll be two games ahead. So it'll be at least 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you'd really have to shit the bed to screw that up. But we've seen it happen before.
It's happened.
Yeah. If anybody can shit the bed, it's Roman LeBeau. Fantasy is going, it's all fun and jocularity. What else is happening? Not too much. I've been busy. Again, I was up north this weekend. Saw a lot of familiar faces. It was really cool. It's nice to get home once in a while, just to. Hey, I was raised here.
Yeah, I've got a couple of hobbies that keep me busy. None of them are marijuana. So.
None of them, no.
But I picked up, I ended up by getting some really cool stuff.
Oh, yes. Some more hockey cards.
Yeah. But everybody's like, collect hockey. No, I don't collect nothing. I buy boxes and I get the really expensive stuff and I sell them and I make money.
Exactly. And I think we've talked about this on a prior episode, but I'm sure it's been a while. If anybody doesn't know, in the early 2000s, I used to, at the dawn of eBay type thing, I used to go to my hockey card store, buy those boxes like you did. You pull those special cards, those signature cards, those jersey cards, those sticks, those cards with pieces of game you stick. And I used to sell them on eBay. And I did that for a year and I ended up going to my brother's wedding in Cuba just on what I made off the cards.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you have to go on. And this is back when, before PayPal, so people would actually send you American dollars in the bank, like cash. And I remember getting a card at some forward from Phoenix. I'm like, oh, well, who the fuck is going to buy this? I put it on eBay. Some guy from Phoenix bought it. I'm like, well, there you go.
Yeah, because everybody in wherever you are, they love the regional teams. That's why you can't go, oh, I don't like that team. You just see if there's any value to it. If there is, you put it up. Somebody from that area is going to buy it. Or you put a whole bunch from that team together and you sell them as packs of that team.
Yeah.
And then or individually, and then people want to finish your sets or whatever. So I only do this for a few months at the beginning of the hockey season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do baseball. I don't do football because it's just not worth it.
Hockey stuff is insane. And you kind of have to know what you're doing. And again, I've done it before. You're not going to become a millionaire. It's a fun hobby.
I also went for a lot of money, but I mean, it was enough to pay off my initial deposit on my vehicle. Not the main deposit.
No.
But I'm going to hold my vehicle with this.
But that's one of those things. You pulled one that's like, oh my God. I remember buying packs of, they had like, instead of hockey cards, they had golf cards. And back when Tiger was hot. And if you pulled Tiger's signature, like you could damn near quit work for the year because it was that hot. Like, that's what I mean. You're always got that chance to get that big pull, but if you're smart about it and if you collect enough, you can get the common set, like the regular set. If you pull enough, if you open up a pack,
give you an idea. We collected since we were kids, right? So we started in the early 90s. Well, in the 90s, they realized that people were collecting like crazy.
Yep.
So they started overproducing. So pretty much everything, except for a few cards,
yep.
all the millions of cards that were produced in the 90s are worth nothing.
Well, that's just it. We've talked about this before. I got a Martin Brodeur. You know, I'm a big Devils fan. I got a Martin Brodeur rookie graded 10, and I could, anybody can afford it. You could literally buy enough to wallpaper a wall because there were so many overproduced.
The card I got last year, which was Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
Right out of the pack, that thing was between $1,500 and $2,200 bucks.
Yeah, because it was a redeemable card. They gave you a voucher to redeem it. Plus, it was one of one or something.
I think there was like a total of maybe 100.
Yeah, so 100 of them, but he signed it, right, or something, or something.
Yeah, they're all signed. So it was a particular set. Like that card is like great, but now that card that was at the low end of it, say $1,500 bucks for like a grade that's slightly lower. Now they've jumped up again. They're up to $2,200 bucks at a minimum. And up to almost $3,000. So, you know, whoever's got the card next, they're going to make their money, and the next person's going to make their money, and that's the way it works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there we go.
That asshole that goes, well, I'm not going to sell it to you because you're going to make money on it.
Oh, I
hate
that.
People like this.
Well, I've been, and again, as you know, I've been dealing with some stuff around my place, and I've been dealing with a lot of antiques, right? And some of them have hit big. Some of them are, people think they have... especially when they empty out, in grandpa's closet or grandpa's garage and they find something, oh, this is super old and rare. No, it's not. It's not worth fuck all.
Yeah, like doesn't always mean valuable.
Unless it says Action Comics number one or something like that. Don't get your hopes up. Anyway, that's a collecting corner here. We should have started a segment, actually, because we talk about it a whole fucking lot.
yeah, exactly.
So other than that, so you got your card collecting. We got fantasy football going on. So do you want to just get in some headlines?
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about, since we started talking about the cannabis, and I was advised, now I don't know. Like, I'm not much for PC stuff, but apparently we're not supposed to call it marijuana.
We're not.
No, apparently it's a derogatory term towards those
for Mexican. For
Mexicans. Yeah, there's a specific place, it was part of they even made it worse with a movie at the time. And so, anyways, we don't refer to it as legally we refer to it as cannabis anyway. So
yes, okay. So the cannabis. Here we go.
Okay, so I've got a couple of those stories. Let's start off with the smartest one. A Canadian Girl Scout sold cookies outside a cannabis dispensary. And it was seriously brilliant. So
yes.
She didn't know what was going on when she went there. Like, she knew she was going to go sell her cookies.
Right, of course.
But her dad was like, hey, you know what? I got a place you could sell your cookies where everybody's got the munchies.
So, okay, I remember reading this. This happened the day that Canada went legal.
Right.
Her dad took her to stand outside of the cannabis dispensary selling Girl Guide cookies.
Yeah, now, and the lineup for the dispensary was around the block. It was like a concert.
Yeah, exactly, because there was a bunch of people that wanted to be the first one in line. Obviously, it's a momentous occasion for cannabis users. But
to give you an idea, she sold all 30 of her boxes for $5 each in 45 minutes.
Easily. Brilliant. Yeah,
and remember, she has to write down people's names usually whenever they sell them. They have to write down. So as she sold the box, she'd do a little bit of paperwork at the same time.
Fantastic.
So 30 boxes in 45 minutes. That's like a minute and a half per box. Like,
well, I remember when I used to partake when I was younger, and man, box Girl Guy cookies would really fucking hit the spot, man. Like,
reminds me of that story last year where Donald Glover bought all these girls. He bought all her Girl Scout cookies. She showed up at the door. He's like, you want to buy a box? He's like, I'll buy everything you have.
Yes.
It's like, geez, can't imagine why Donald Glover might need some munchies. I have no idea why.
Yeah. But if anybody that knows what I'm personally referring to, man, Girl Guy's cookies really fucking hit the spot. Like, I can tell you, like, boy, howdy. Awesome. Well, good for her. Awesome dad. That's like, I think an old joke I saw on Friends years ago. They're talking about selling Girl Guy cookies outside the Pink Floyd laser light show.
Right.
You know, like, there's some obvious spots where you're going to make your money. So,
yeah, it's true. The dad just went, that's where we're going. But, and she didn't really know what the lineups were for. And she was wondering, she was a little confused too, why everybody kept congratulating her and tapping her on the back, going, like, great, smart job, great job. She was like, okay, thanks for selling cookies. But she didn't really realize that, you know, oh, these are pot smokers and they get hungry.
Yeah.
To her, she was just like, selling Girl Guy cookies. So
there
you go. It was pretty good. Everybody wins.
Exactly. All right. Next headline.
All right. Ontario cannabis store mislabels genital spray as oral product.
Oh, no.
So listen to this, dick face.
Why is my tongue so hard? Oh boy. Okay, go on. Let's hear about it.
Why did my mouth, what does my mouth taste like? Balls. Jesus. What's going on? Okay, so cannabis stores online portal on the first day of legalization turned up an array of unexpected products, you know, various strains of dried weed and tinctures, and you know, everybody's saying like, you know, the cannabis that mm-hmm. you know, cure this and cure that. Well, for some reason they mistakenly okay, so there it says the store initially mislabeled it how to apply the product, saying that it was for sublingual use, which means under the tongue, in other words, orally. In fact, the spray made by the ExoCorp is meant to be applied to the genitals, particularly women. Oh, they just mass and guild the shit out of their faces. And it's to reduce, it's like all cannabis products do, they reduce inflammation, mm-hmm. you know, and pain and all that. And so they were.
Like, okay, but you know, if you're gonna get the wrong thing, like everybody has the story where they were like super tired and they reached in to brush their teeth and they, you know, I put my preparation H on my toothbrush. Yeah. I mean, so it just seems
hemorrhoid cream. What?
Yeah. Well, how'd this get in here? It just seems that like every time there's a medical mix-up, it's never, I use my eye drops in my ears. It's always, I use my ass cream in my mouth, or I use my cock cream in my mouth. It's never, I used my foot deodorant on my armpits. No, nobody talks about that shit. It's always, I use my dick medicine in my ass, or vice versa.
It's like, honey, every time in my mouth. Honey, that's for my vagina. My mouth is a vagina now? No.
Oh, my God. I look like an Arby sandwich?
Well, let's not let it go to waste. Nom, nom, nom.
You mean I look like a canoe full of moose meat?
Jeez.
Oh, no.
You're salivating. You're kind of like, you're looking like a bulldog eating mayonnaise right now. That's
Oh, no. No. Oh, boy. Oh, well, that's
going to.
Enjoy
that, children.
Yeah, that's gonna cost us a few points. I'm quite sure.
Okay.
Boy.
Well,
yeah, exactly. And you know what? Please read whatever you buy. It doesn't matter what shelf you grab it off of. Just unless it's like obvious, like Head and Shoulders or something like talcum powder. Like if you're buying something very specific, make sure you read the label before you use it. Like, come on.
Sublingual. It means we don't even want to talk about it, right? It's beneath speaking. That's what
it's
that means, right?
Beneath speaking. Yes.
And it's beneath your belly button is what it's saying. All right. So, even if you read the labels, you're still in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
All right. So, Virginia man allegedly stole 7 right shoes and a Call My Lawyer sweatshirt.
What? I'm like, okay, this is the only thing I can think of. He was in a store, there's a display, and they only have, if you go in a shoe store, you always got that shoe on display, you know what I mean? And like, were they all
well,
right?
Let's find out what it says. The Virginia store has had 20 right foot shoes stolen over the course of 3 break-ins this year.
Oh, fuck.
The Roanoke Times reports that they arrested a 21-year-old man in Sunday burglary of clean shoes, clean soles.
All right.
Seizing 7 right foot Nike Air Jordans and a sweatshirt printed with Call My Lawyer.
You're going to need it now.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see there. You're right. Here we go. He says he typically keeps right shoes on display while the other half rests behind the counter. A warrant says police had found a cash register behind the store along with a backpack containing merchandise worth $5,000 and his student ID. My God.
Well, yeah, because fingerprints weren't easy enough.
Yeah. He was charged with grand larceny, destruction of property, and other counts. Despite the switcher's instructions, it's unclear whether he has a lawyer.
What? I'm sure he does. What? Yeah, or he has one appointed to him. Doesn't they have that in the States?
Yeah, because if I would look, if this was, it's too bad it's evidence, because if that was just his shirt.
Yes.
Right. I would force him to wear it when he goes to see the judge the first time.
Yes. Yeah. Just wear what you're wearing, buddy. Just,
sir, do you need us to call you a lawyer? And he was a Latino gentleman. So he's like, sir, I don't know why everybody keeps asking me that.
Asking me? Why are you asking me? Okay. So this, obviously this guy's an idiot. Like, and he's probably, oh, look, Jordan's. You know, like, well, yeah, but you need both.
Yeah.
Like, you know, unless there is a shoe store across the
hall. Unless you're selling to a shitload of like really trendy pirates.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who all have peg legs.
Hey, well, there's your, hey, you can go to the war amps. You mean not making fun of the disabled. You mean, but if you have a one right Jordan.
Yeah, look, the disabled also have their prosthetics legs, also use the other shoe.
Yes, you're right. Sorry, I was being ignorant. I forgot.
Unless you got like a blade on the other foot, then you're fine.
Yeah.
But still, they're going to use a regular prosthetic leg anyway. So they need both shoes.
Yeah, and also, too, would you really sell? Would you open? You have your van, like, would back at your back of the van open up selling right foot Jordans
we got this great Jordan. It's only the right. Where the hell's the other shoe? Oh man, that's coming in next week, man. Next week. Well, you figure the third break in, he would have broken and stolen the left shoes.
Yes, exactly. So, but either way, obviously this man is not smart. Hopefully he is appointed a lawyer, because clearly he's going to need one. Regardless of what he thought he was getting away with. This reminds me, actually, I bought, as you know, I have to wear work boots at work, because I work in construction.
You're a goddamn man.
I'm a man, that's right. So, but my choice of footwear, I wear these, the Australian Blundstones. Okay. You've heard of them? They're like,
Blundstones I've heard of, yeah.
But they do make some with a steel toe. Right? And they have that little green tag that we have to have. You mean, so they're protective wear. But they're like $250 a pair, but they literally last you 3 years on the job site, and they're super comfortable. And if you're on your feet 10, 12 hours a day, this is what you want. I tell these to apprentices all the time. If you're going to get work boots, don't go cheap, because you're on in them. You mean,
yep.
So much.
Yeah,
so
I've gone through every season, gone through work boots. Exactly. Point where the steel was showing.
Exactly. So don't go cheap. Don't go cheap. So
those who've worn work boots, who know there's a metal plate under your sole.
Yes.
For when you step on nails,
yes.
You buy the cheap ones, that is not there.
Exactly. So again, don't, but more to my story, I go to the shoe store. It's time. It's 5 years, I guess, have gone by. My other ones are looking pretty beat up. I'm going for a pair of Blundstones. So I ask for my size. The lady goes in the back, comes out, says, I don't have your size, but I got the half size above it, but I brought you extra insoles. I'm like, well, wait a second. I am spending $250, granted, Americans, I know it's Canadian, but still, $250 with taxes for a pair of work boots, and I'm going to buy the size that don't quite fit? I said, no, I'm fine, thank you. But this is what people do. I'm like, yeah, I'm not those people. I need these. I'm in them 10 hours a day. Like, anyway, I go across the mall. I find my
and
size.
And they're going to last you 5 years. It's not like, I'll put up with them for now. It's like,
exactly. No, it's not like I'm wearing them to match my fucking strapless dress for an evening. Like, no, I got other shoes for that.
And you look smashing in that dress.
I do. I have an ass that just won't quit. But anyway, enough about my ass. More to the point. Come on, people. I mentioned this to a good buddy of ours. We were talking, we're chatting on Texter, and he's like, he goes, don't you, this is that thing nowadays. Like, everybody just, that's the try. That's what they're, you mean, like, what the fuck, people? Anyway, there's my rant. I'm sorry. I have to squeeze at least one in an episode. So
I'm so angry.
I'm so angry about the work boots. Like, come on. All right. Do you have any more headlines? We got time.
You got time for one more?
Yeah, of
okay,
course.
So we're going to do one more. So I don't know if you know that YouTube went down this week.
I heard.
Yes. Yeah. And I actually experienced this. I was actually working on stuff, and then it was coming up. I'm like, I thought it was my provider, and then I tried other stuff. No, okay, I can get anywhere. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Go to Google. Is YouTube down? Big answer. Yes. I'm like, okay. And no, literally, it just came back as with a giant block that said yes.
Yes.
I'm like, so they're well aware. So who would benefit from YouTube going down? Where would people send their traffic, or where would they go? Well, it's fairly simple. Pornhub experiences an unexpected surge during a YouTube outage.
What? But that's a weird default. Like, I figure, what is it? That what's the other one? Vimeo or what's the step redheaded stepchild YouTube? I mean, like the one that just completely nobody uses. But why was your default Pornhub? It's like, oh wow, I can't watch the baseball game.
Is this, it's not even Pornhub. Like I can go to CNN or I'm going to go to Fox News or
whatever
or,
you're into. Yeah, yeah.
MSNBC or NBC or CBC, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, instead of going to just anything.
Yes.
You know, they're like, well, YouTube's down. Time to go to Pornhub.
Exactly. How is that your default? I get it. I'm not judging. I'm just wondering.
But it was the middle of the day, though. That's what was hilarious.
I'm just wondering how you made that connection.
What are you watching on YouTube that your default is now Pornhub? Well, I can't see slightly almost nudity. Better go for the real thing.
Well, I was going to listen to that 1974 interview with Paul Stanley of Kiss, but... Oh, well, double tits. Gangbang is,
tits it is
Farmer's Daughter. It is.
Tuesday may have spelled disaster for people wanting to watch cute videos of cats, but Pornhub certainly wasn't complaining. The site received an unexpected surge in visits during the outage, reaching 21% above its daily average at 10 p.m. Their explanation is, when you can't tube, you fap instead.
You fap.
Oh jeez!
And if anybody needs to know the origin story of fapping, just imagine the sounds. Just think of the sounds.
Yeah, exactly. And it says both sites have, like, if you start looking for words like WWE, Fortnite, Minecraft, you can find the same thing on Pornhub.
Yeah.
So people are like, yeah. So like when YouTube was down and they just went Google this, the first thing they're like, YouTube. No. What's number two? Pornhub.
All right.
Okay. All right. Are there really Minecraft videos? Oh.
He's mining.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Minecraft videos. Yeah. That's...
Oh, he's mining. That's for sure. Boy, howdy.
That's the largest miner I've ever seen.
Handshaft.
Jeff.
You will swallow mine shaft. Oh, that's close enough, I guess. Awesome. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take care of a quick...
Man, in the Big Dick Castle.
In the Big Dick. I'm going to take care of a quick beat of... I'm going to kick her a quick beating. No, I'm going to do our housekeeping. If you want to find the show on Twitter, you can find us at Roman Podcast. And don't forget, same thing on Instagram, Roman Podcast. If you want to find myself, I am at Robert MMCast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And you can find Roman. He is Roman Citizens absolutely everywhere. Snapchat, Twitter, Grindr, Christian Mingle, Twitter.
Christian Grindr.
Christian Grindr, Instagram, whatever. He's on all those things under
single
Roman
Citizens. Bingo. I'm on that too.
Single mingle bingo. You got a lot of lines in the water, don't you?
Yes. You know, you never know where a fish is going to bite. And especially one who sprays her face with vagina spray instead of her box.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. You're there.
Then you can do anything.
Then you, with consent, sure. Yeah.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Like, if she's willing to do that to herself, you know. The door's wide open.
Okay. Don't forget about our website, RomanPodcast.com. You can see the networks are on the Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network, both fantastic. And of course, we are endorsed by Emotionally 14. Go to emotionally14.com. That's Emotionally 14, numeric 14, not don't spell out 14. So emotionally14.com. Check out all the good shows there. And of course, do not forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you had any tasty nudes you want to send Roman, send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. If you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me, care of Rob, same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And last but not least, but do not forget about our review reach around. If you'd like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. We call that the review reach around.
That's right. There's a 5-star Girl Scout chocolate cookie reach around.
Awesome. Okay,
that just sounds wrong.
Sounds wrong, but we'll keep it. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network. That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.